In the studio right now is Dana Keller. She is the executive director of the Mexico Area Chamber of Commerce, and thanks for coming in this morning.
You know, it's one of my favorite places to be.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you here. Some big news coming from the Chamber of Commerce, as a matter of fact, because MexMo has been chosen as a pilot community for an upcoming workshop. Hoping that you'll tell us a little bit about that this morning.
Sure thing. So this has been a long time in the making. As you know, or most of you know, Dr. Ruby Payne is a world-renowned expert on poverty, and our community adapted the Bridges Out of Poverty model. This all seems like a strange thing for the chamber to talk about, but we have believed for years that the impact of poverty on our community affects economic development. It affects the education of our kids, the stability of our families. It impacts our workforce. And Dr. Payne has actually used her resources to build a workshop called Poverty Reduction for Community and Economic Development. And because we have been maybe the exception, because typically chambers are not involved in things like poverty reduction, they are piloting it here in Mexico, Missouri. So in partnership with our Mexico Sustainability Project, which is under the chamber, we are welcoming this program on Tuesday, June 4th from 9 to noon. And it's going to be in the basement of the courthouse because we have too many people for our boardroom.
Well, that's good. There's plenty of room down in the Farnham Community Room over at the Audrain County Courthouse for sure. Dr. Ruby Payne, tell us a little bit about her and kind of some of her thoughts and ideas, for reducing poverty in the community.
Boy, that's a big question, but I'll start with Dr. Payne. As I said, is a world-renowned expert on poverty, and her background started in education and the impacts of poverty on the success of children. And she has written, oh goodness, all kinds of books, traveled the world. And then, you know, as she did that work, it became clear that you can't just address it from the framework of education. You know, you have to do things to stabilize the family. So we drank the Kool-Aid. Like, we're all in. When we started the Mexico Sustainability Project, we started using her framework called Getting Ahead. And it's like 16 weeks of intense opportunity for individuals to self-assess. We provide childcare, we feed them meals, we pay them to attend. But on the other side of it, it's incredible. Like, they're starved for knowledge. They understand the differences between classes, the differences between communicating. They understand how to build resources. They understand better how to communicate with their children's principals, teachers, how to be more successful in the workforce. And the workforce is really where we got started because, you know, as a community, our employers always need more people. It's really hard for us to move 200 people in, but it's a lot easier to work to stabilize the employees that we have. And in turn, when we stabilize them, we're stabilizing the family and their future success. So between that, these Getting Ahead classes, C2C, it is just super exciting to watch how we slowly but surely are kind of moving the direction of the community.
How do people sign up for this class? Is it a free class or is there a cost associated with it?
Well, we're not feeding you lunch and it's 9 to noon, so it's free because they're not charging us. And if you wonder about the caliber of these things, a one-day workshop with anybody out of Dr. Payne's organization is usually around $6,000. So this half-day workshop is a very, very generous donation. And you know, we would really, really hate not to take full advantage of it. Right now, we have about 35 people coming, and if you're interested, I mean, we think that this would be appropriate for anybody interested in economic development, you know, business associations, chambers, public-private partnerships, certainly the local agencies. It's good for government, philanthropic organizations. You name it. We're going to work together and kind of assess. And then in the end of it, maybe have a little bit more of a formal community poverty reduction strategy.
Very nice. Anyone interested can call the Chamber of Commerce to get more info?
Absolutely.
All right.
We'd love to have you.
Very nice. Ty Lue news this morning. We got to talk a little bit about that.
Oh, my goodness.
New contract and I think he's going to be in Mexmo in July. I've heard rumors anyway.
I believe it's going to happen. He usually gets back every July. I think that probably his team from C2C will all be in town. And last year it was just a great, great time and a great weekend. And we always love for him to get back and to see what's happening in Mexico. And you know, he always makes us feel really good about our little town.
No doubt about it. We'll reach out to you whenever that comes a little bit closer, and we'll talk about the fireworks celebration soon.
Perfect. And don't forget, you know, in the fall, I think, this is off the top of my head, but I think the Community Day of Service is October 4th?
That sounds about right. So, yeah, absolutely. We'll be talking about that in the coming months as well, but we certainly appreciate you coming in this morning.
We love being here. Thanks for the invitation.